Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Title of my talk is Modeling the Impact of Climate Change on Fine Rice Productivity in Pakistan, an Application of Crop Model at Farmer's Field. I'm Professor Ishfaq from Agriculture University, Faisalabad, Pakistan. The overview, just the introduction of the climate change, and then the AgMIP, Agricultural Models and Intercomparison and Improvement Project, then climate change scenario development, methodology of the study, crop models, results, then the climate change impact on rice, and climate change economic impact assessment and adaptations, and finally the conclusions. So, introduction, the changing climate threatens the productivity of agriculture sector. Everyone knows it's very common. Pakistan's economy is dependent upon agriculture and climatic risks, and are major threats for sustainability of agriculture systems. Global Climate Index 2014 has ranked Pakistan 12th most vulnerable country to extreme weather events, and climate change would be devastating not only for the socio-economic conditions of the rural population, but also jeopardizing the food security. Pakistan grows high-quality, fine aromatic rice in an area which is most specifically, we call it as the rice tract, and it comprises of the 12 districts, and it is grown mainly in the Kharif season, which starts from May to November, and it is grown by first producing the nursery and then transplanting that nursery in puddled conditions. Rice is an important cash crop and one of the main export items of Pakistan. It's account for 4.9% of the value added in agriculture and contributes 1% of the GDP, and it is cultivated on an area more than 2571,000 hectares and yield of 2396 kg per hectare. So here I will introduce AgMIP, that is the Agricultural Model Intercomparison and Improvement Project, basically DFID funded project, and we have many teams worldwide in that. This AgMIP, the objective to include the multiple model, crop and scenario and locations to collaborate with regional experts, tend to improve the scientific and adaptive capacity and development of the framework for adaptation strategies, development of the adaptation strategies in the context of changing climate for sustainable fine rice productivity is one of the important objectives of AgMIP Pakistan. As I said, the rice wheat cropping system is the breadbasket for Punjab, Pakistan. It is the largest agricultural production system in South Asia, which area covering 13.5 million hectares, and 20% of the world population is dependent upon this region. Pakistan is the homeland of the fine rice, and this diagram shows the rice right from the nursery up to the harvesting, and then immediately after that in those fields wheat is sown. So, and on this map, these are the five strata from where I have took the data. So, climate change scenario, there would be increase of 2.8 degrees Celsius in day and 2.2 degrees Celsius in night temperature in Punjab from mid-century, that is 2040 to 2069, using RCP 8.5, and these were the results of the AgMIP results from our team, which we worked from the last two years on that. Then the increase in CO2 concentration is expected from 390 to 571 ppm, and the future climate change scenarios were generated using five GCMs, namely all these GCMs were basically used for generating this information. This is the climate change scenario, climate normals from 1981 to 2010, about the annual rainfall, which ranges from zero, some of the area which receives zero rainfall or very less up to 100 millimeter, and toward the north part of the Pakistan we receive 1400 millimeter rainfall, and same as the position with the temperature. Some of the northern areas, they are cooler, very cool, but the hottest area, mostly, you know, Pakistan is the semi-arid condition, has with very high temperature. The methodology of this study, data of the two field experiments were used for crop model and parameterization. Then the yield and socio-economic data were collected by surveying 155 farmers in the five districts of those which where there are the most familiar and most famous for the rice production. Five general circulation model GCMs were used to generate the future weather data. And the two crop model, that is the DSAT, the CN4 system for technology transfer, and EPSOM were used to simulate the yield and to assess the climate change impact. And finally, this all was done, the economic analysis was done with TODA, trade-off analysis, multidimensional model was used to quantify the climate vulnerability and adaptabilities. With regard to the crop model results, both crop models' performance was good with experimental data and a robust genetic coefficient of fine rice were developed. Then the model validated with 155 farmers the rice field of five districts in rice wheat cropping system. There was a good agreement between the predicted and observed farmers' rice yield with RMSE 409 to 440 kg per hectare. And DSAT 0.8 to 0.75 for DSAT and EPSOM models. So this DSAT validation with farmer data, we collected the management data from 155 farmers from those areas where the rice, which is we commonly call it rice wheat cropping system, and these five districts, they are very much important for the rice production. And this is the EPSOM validation with the farmer data, and you can see the results. This is the relationship between observed and simulated 155 farmers' rice field using EPSOM in five strata of rice wheat cropping zones of Punjab, Pakistan. And this climate change impact on rice, we did this on the rice and wheat both. But I'm presenting because rice, I'm presenting here the results of the rice. These are the red one is the current in both EPSOM and DSAT production. And all the five GCMs show the reduction in yield, although some of them are more optimistic, some are pessimistic, but still there are some reduction in all the cases, there is a reduction in the yield. And the mean yield reduction by DSAT and EPSOM was 15.2 to 17.2%. It means in any case, in the future scenario, there will be reduction in the yield. So this much reduction where the whole population is dependent upon this system, this is too much. And that's why there was a need to develop the adaptation strategies for that. This is a climate model and the baseline yield comparison. The intercomparison of two crop models, that is DSAT and EPSOM, and five climate models, as I've said, the different GCMs were used with impact of the rice yield during 2040 to 2069, compared with the baseline. The red one is the baseline, and there are the five different lines in all cases which represent the future scenario. Then afterwards, any technology which the university or some group is producing, we have to see its economics. Then the economics of this adaptation was seen with the help of application of trade-off analysis, multidimensional, for assessing the economic impact of climate change and the adaptation strategies. And this is the slide shows the relative yield summary of the crop models for rice in case of DSAT and EPSOM both. Here R is S2 and S1. S2 mean time average mean of the simulated future yield, and S1 is the time average mean of the simulated past yield. And then there were three core questions. Very quickly, core question one was, what is the sensitivity of the current agricultural production system to climate change? And question number two was, what is the impact of climate change on future agricultural production systems? And question three, what are the benefits of climate change adaptation? The analysis were carried out by using TOAMD, trade-off analysis for multidimensional impact assessment model, version beta B6. And findings were depending upon the distribution of the cost benefit analysis showed that 69% to 80% losers with the DSET and 72% to 76% losers for Epsom. And then there were the findings regarding the core question 2, the quantification of the climate change impact on future agriculture production systems. It depicted that percentage losers for DSET would be 57% to 70% and for Epsom 61% to 70%. It means without adaptations, poverty would be from 17% to 19% for DSET and 18% to 19% for Epsom. And then we introduced an adaptation package that it was based on two things, number one on crop model and number two on the economic model. And by using the nitrogen, different model, doses of nitrogen, soil density, changing the soil density, then irrigation, nursery age, and overall productivity. And same TOMD in the average household was taken into consideration, non-agriculture income, price of output, and variable production cost. So this was the adaptation package which we introduced in that area to the farmers of that area. And after using that, then there was a findings from the core question 3. That was the mean yield increase of rice crop for DSET was 9.9% to 20%. It means by using this adaptation package, the farmers were at the benefit. While in case of with adaptation, poverty rate would reduce and vary from 15% to 17% for both crop model, DSET and Epsom, and percentage adopter for DSET would be from 69% to 74%, and for the case of Epsom, percentage adopter would be between 70% to 80%. And finally, it was concluded that there would be increase of 2.8 degrees Celsius in day temperature, rise in day temperature, and 2.2 degrees centigrade in night temperature. There was a good agreement between the predicted and observed yield of the farmers, and mean farmer rice yield reduction by DSET and Epsom was 15.2 to 17.2 by five different GCMs. And mean yield increase of rice crop by DSET was from 9.9 to 2.2%, and poverty rate would be reduced and vary from 15 to 70% for both crop models with the use of adaptation package, which was a result of the RAPS. And finally, results showed that adaptation package could have a significant impact on fine rice productivity in rice wheat cropping system of Punjab, Pakistan. And this is the website for that. Thank you very much for listening. Question at the end?
I would have time for one question. Could you guess whether these models take the CO2 concentration in the atmosphere
into account? Yeah. CO2, both of them, they take the CO2 concentration of the atmosphere.
And then increasing?
Yes.